we have limited time left. I do want to get on to another topic, Lynn Boylan. And that's the issue with the presidency. Catherine Connolly has thrown her hat in the ring. She says she's going to contest the presidency. Paul Murphy's party is one of the parties that seems to be going to back her. Would Sinn Féin back her?
Well, Sinn Féin still has its process ongoing, so they had a consultation with the membership. I fed into that consultation process and then a report was compiled which will go to the Ord Cóirle. I'm not a member of the Ord Cóirle.
Right.
I do have a personal view and I fed that into the process.
Okay.
So
you want to feed it into this process?
No, I fed it into the process that the opportunity I was given. And look, I think regards were open to everything is on the table, as Mary Lou MacDonald has said.
Would it not be a good audition for cooperation on the left to unite on this particular issue and show that at least on one issue the left can work together?
Well, I think we've shown that we can work together on a lot of issues and it's been very positive and a lot of people have commented on it, that it's showing that there is a real alternative to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, whether that's on housing, whether that's on children with disabilities, whether that's on the situation with Israel and Israeli war bonds. There's been lots of issues where we've worked together collectively and I think that is a positive
thing. I'm going to throw some breaking news, Barry Ward, on this. It's just literally coming in. Donald Trump has said the EU's faced 30% US tariff rates from August 1st. What do you make of that?
Well, Trump says lots of things. It doesn't necessarily mean that they'll happen. And one of the characteristic features of his presidency is that he says one thing and then actually backs out and does something else. So, and this is where I think it is important what Lynn has said about the vote of confidence in Ursula von der Leyen and the Holt Commission. The notion the European Commission would fall at this moment when they're in these really important negotiations around tariffs, what exactly would happen if you had actually succeeded?
Well,
Lynn?
I think it's no coincidence that as soon as Ursula von der Leyen survived that vote, Kaya Kallas announced that they weren't going to suspend trade with Israel. That is no coincidence.
OK, here's more detail on it. In a letter to the European Commission, President Ursula von der Leyen, Mr. Trump, instead said he would raise import duties charged on goods sold into the US from the EU to 30%, three times higher than the initial blanket tariffs he introduced. Paul Murphy, what do you think the response should be to that?
Well, I think the response should be to elect Catherine Connolly as
president.
Because we're in a world which is faced with the rise of Trumpism and Trumpism in our own country. And the election is going to be a three-way contest, I think, between forces that represent that, a continuation of the establishment and the presidency going back into the hands of Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, those responsible for the housing crisis, those responsible for deep inequality.
So you're not including Michael D. Higgins as a continuation. Is he the establishment?
No, but that's the thing. Taking it back away from him. Or having someone in the ORUS who is going to be and has been a consistent voice for women's rights, against racism, against the galloping militarisation.
What would you say to Sinn Féin's internal process there? Would you say, and then the Labour Party,
I would respect all their internal processes. But, I mean, I think this is a big opportunity for the left. I hope that we will all be getting behind Catherine Connolly, and I think we can win this. It can energise people, it can mobilise big campaigns across the country, and it can be a step to the next general election.
Barry Ward, the smoke will clear on Fine Gael's process, I think, on Tuesday, will it?
And, well, the nominations will close, and Fine Gael set out a process sometime time ago that clearly set out a timeline for when we're going to make our nomination. The process for nominations will finish on Tuesday. Don't know how many nominees there will be, but I have nominated Mairead McGuinness, and I think she's somebody of extraordinary calibre, who I think would be an excellent candidate and ultimately an excellent president,
who will understand that
the president doesn't set trade policy and doesn't negotiate with
Washington. She voted with the far right to allow migrants to drown in the Mediterranean.
Well, listen, Lynn voted with the far right. You're not criticising for her. She voted with the far right to take down a commissioner.
We are going to come back. None of the above are in studio here to pitch in on their own behalf. That's all we have time for today.